The bouncer at the door to the Club Paradise Gentlemen's Club was built like a mountain. His huge frame was stuffed into a $2,000 pinstripe suit, crafted out of enough material to blanket half of Nevada. He was African-American, with a crew cut and multiple tattoos running up the back of his neck. The rumor was that he had played football for a number of NFL teams before a car accident left him with a limp and a job at the hottest high-class strip club in Nevada. A wide smile broke across his face as Kevin got out of the MGM Grand Limo, provided free of charge by his host, of course. Kevin had a $100 bill in the palm of his hand as he moved past the velvet rope outside the club, ensuring that the smile would be just as wide the next time Kevin frequented the Paradise. The bouncer passed him off to the club manager just inside the door. Another $100 bill got another smile, and Kevin was led through the dark entrance area of the club toward the VIP booths near the back. The air was thick with the mingled scents of cigar smoke and expensive perfume. There were leather couches and chairs spread throughout the main area of the club, a dimly lit rabbit warren of alcoves and raised sections surrounding two stages. The club was crowded, the chairs and couches occupied by well-dressed men, predominantly middle-aged. Kevin recognized a few celebrities thrown into the mix, many of them frequent guests to the Paradise. James Caan, Jack Nicholson, Dennis Rodman. The Paradise was a favorite with the Hollywood and sports world A-list, and a passing glance at the women dancing on both stages and throughout the club explained why. Mostly blonde, tall, and well-endowed, the women of the Paradise were the best on the strip. Some of them had graced the pages of Playboy and Penthouse. Some were headliners at the expensive clubs in New York, L.A., and points in between. Others were models who had, for whatever reason, given up runway careers and gotten breast jobs. Most were under the age of 25, many as young as 18. All were exquisite physical specimens, as well as skilled dancers. Without a doubt, the cream of the strip club crop. They came to the Paradise because they could make as much as $3,000 a night, and sometimes much more if they danced for a big enough celebrity or a rich enough Japanese businessman. When Kevin reached the VIP area, he thanked the manager and made his way to his customary table on his own. Fisher and Martinez were already there, and a half-dozen colorful drinks were spread out across the tablecloth. A beautiful blonde was seated on Martinez's lap, gyrating as he whispered into her ear. Her bra was resting on Fisher's thigh, and her staggeringly large breasts glowed in the flashing lights in the VIP stage. Kevin dropped into a leather seat next to Fisher and gestured toward Martinez. "Seems like you guys have recovered from the excitement pretty well." Fisher nodded. "You missed a hell of a scene. Tyson went nuts. Then the crowd went nuts. Then someone started shooting. Christ, I thought we were going to get trampled." Martinez and I hid behind the slot machines until they closed the casino. The others got out right away and headed over to the Mirage. The dancer finished her dance and reached for her bra. Martinez introduced her to Kevin. "This is Barbie, no kidding. She's from Dallas." Kevin smiled as he shook her hand. Truth was, he'd met her before. Along with Fisher, Martinez, and Tay, he had spent a fair amount of time at the Paradise. Some nights he went through a couple $1,000s on lap dances. Other nights he just sat in the back and nursed a few drinks. But he found the dark anonymity of the place calming. The visuals were pretty good as well. Barbie put her top back on and headed off toward the VIP stage. As she climbed up to the silver dancing pole in the middle of the raised platform, Martinez leaned in close to Fisher. "It's settled," he said. "She'll bring some of her friends over to our room tonight to work out the details." Kevin stared at the two of them. "What the fuck are you two doing? We've got an emergency here. The MGM Grand is going to change all its high chips. We're sitting on $200,000 in worthless plastic, and you're arranging a goddamn orgy?" Martinez grinned. Fisher gripped Kevin's leg. "Relax, you fucking Mormon. We're not arranging an orgy. We're solving our problem." Kevin swatted his thick hand away. His stomach still hurt from earlier, and he wasn't in the mood to play games. "Who's solving our problem? You and Barbie?" "That's right," Martinez responded. "Kevin, who carries around multiple $1,000 chips other than professional gamblers?" Kevin suddenly realized why Fisher had told him to meet at the Paradise. He leaned back in the leather chair. It was fucking brilliant. "High-class strippers," Kevin said, impressed. Celebrities, gamblers, and businessmen all had similar routines. Win or lose, They hit the strip club shortly after hitting the tables. When they were winning, they came to spread their good fortune. When they lost, they came to drown their sorrows in alcohol and silicone. They paid for their drinks in cash, but they often tipped with chips. The strippers didn't mind. It was all money to them.